Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
Whitefish, they're popular with commercial fishermen, so talk to us about what's going on with whitefish in the smaller lakes as well as the big one.
Sure. Yeah, this is one of those, it's been an incredibly valuable and appreciated fish in our lakes since, I'm sure the native people did, and all those who came after them have really appreciated the whitefish as a valuable resource and as a beautiful fish. They are part of both the Lake Superior fishery, and they also occur in Minnesota, in some of our inland lakes that are cold, cool, deep water lakes. And so they're restricted in terms of those inland lakes where they can be. But they're all not just here in the Arrowhead. They're also in the upper Mississippi, some lakes in the upper Mississippi watershed. So they're...
Give me an example of what kind of lake we would see them in here.
Yeah. So here I know that on Rose Lake, at one time there was actually commercial fishing of lake whitefish on Rose Lake, Brule Lake, I believe Poplar Lake also, and Greenwood. So, and how widespread that is these days, I am not the best source for, but I know that it was fairly widespread commercial fishing on inland lakes as well as Lake Superior, of course, when I first came to the county in the 70s and 80s. And so, and people still do, both for commercial purposes to actually, you know, sell them, but also just for their own use. I happened to have a fun conversation with some folks who do that. Minnesota has a gill netting season for whitefish on inland lakes. Mm-hmm. So they're carefully watching their lake to get a sense of when the fish are coming in to spawn and getting ready to put their nets out. And they were observing to me that it's around 42 degrees is kind of the magic number, at least in their experience. I know other places I've read 45 degrees, so right in that vicinity. And the reason the fish are responding to those temperatures is that, as I said, they're a cool to cold water fish, so they spend most of their time in the deeper waters of the lake in the summertime. And they're responding to those changes in temperature, among other things, to come into the shallows where they are going to spawn in the fall. So right where we are now in terms of time frame, the inland lake whitefish are in their spawning mode.
So they're spawning in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of game fish spawn in the spring.
Yeah, right. In the case of the whitefish, they come into the shores, can be gravelly, rubbly kind of shorelines or around islands, you know, shoals on the lakes they live in. And they come in groups, and I have never witnessed this, but I've heard people describe, fishermen describe them coming up to the surface in, twos, threes, or even slightly larger groups. And they come to the surface, and then they swim back down, and they do that repeatedly, and they do it at night. So going out on a beautiful moonlit night this time of year, if you're on one of these whitefish lakes, you might well get to see something like that.
Fish dances,
exactly. And while they're doing this up and down movement, they're releasing both the females their eggs and the males their sperm, which are then nicely mingled as they go down, and the fertilized eggs settle down into all that nice micro topography, shall we say, of the bottom. And they're going to spend the winter developing on the bottom, and then they're going to hatch into fry in the spring. The adult whitefish are really a beautiful fish. As I said early on, these were appreciated as very beautiful fish right from the beginning, if you read some of the historic material on them. And they're very silvery, I would say, is their overall kind of look, but they're more of a pearly luster on the back, so slightly darker, kind of greenish gray, and then becoming even very white at the belly. They have a deeply forked tail, and they have an adipose fin like all the other salmonids do, and that's that little rayless fin that's between the dorsal fin and the tail. One of their common names has also been humpback, and that's because they have a very small head in relation to their overall body size. And in a really mature, bigger fish, it'll often look like right behind, just as the gills, in the area of the gills, the back of the fish will kind of abruptly go up and the fish will get deeper, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So their fish, you know, evolved their shape to be pelagic cruiser fish. They spend a lot of time on the bottom. So what they eat as young fish are small things, zooplankton, because they're really tiny when they first hatch. And then they move up to insect larvae. And then as adults, they're really eating, because they live near the bottom so much of the time, they eat small crustaceans, little clams, for instance, opossum shrimp, things that also are living on the bottom. And adults would also eat small fish, too, of other kinds. So they're spending most of their time, like I said, in the cool, deep water. So they, on inland lakes in particular, it's very important that those lakes maintain a cool, well-oxygenated layer that, I know we've talked about this before, that that's called the hypolimnion. So that's that as the lake stratifies during the summer and becomes warm on top and different gradations of temperature going down, and as lakes tend to lose oxygen isn't being added necessarily to the lake real readily over the summer. Having these whitefish need these big lakes that have these really deep holes with a significant amount of water that will stay cool and well oxygenated throughout the summer when the rest of the lake is mm-hmm. would be unbearable from their particular point of view. So this is one of those really magical, in a way, things that is going on without us doing a thing.
or even seeing it.
But someday I hope I can kind of be out there and see that fish dance, as you say. I think that would be a really fun thing to observe.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on Lake Whitefish.
You're welcome.